This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. It's time for a very special guest. We've been playing him for a good couple of weeks here on Bandcamp, tracks from his debut EP, Open Up Slowly. He's about to head off on a world trip, so we thought we'd get him into the studio before he heads off. Welcome to Joy, Travis Albrook, also known as Hudson. Welcome.
Hi. How are you going?
Very well, thanks very much. Now, before we get into the history of Hudson, I need to know why Hudson? Why, it's my own curiosity, why haven't you just gone with your normal name?
Yeah, well, Travis is already taken by a pretty well-known band.
One of my favourite bands as well, I have to say.
Yeah, they're great. And there's not really any cool story behind it. It was... I was walking to my sister's place back in Fremantle, yep. And I saw a street name, and it was Hudson Muse. And I was just thinking at the time that I needed a band name, and that sort of just popped into my head, so cool. Ran with it. Yeah.
So do you use that as a band name, or for your own sort of identity as well as a solo?
Yeah, a bit of both. I'm not actually playing with a band at the moment, but further down the track, maybe I can extend that out to something else. But just running with Hudson at the moment. So
cool. So tell us all about you as a musician. How did you come to release this EP? How did it all start?
Yeah, I recorded this at the end of last year, when I first moved to Melbourne. I've only been writing songs for about 10 months. Before that, I was playing in a cover band back in Perth.
Cool.
It's all relatively new to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And moved over here with maybe 5 or 6 songs in my back pocket, so to speak. And just got recording when I got here. So.
And does music run in your family?
Not really. No.
Okay.
No.
Usually you hear, mum and dad both play and do this.
Yeah.
And do that.
Apparently on my dad's side, there was a slide guitarist maybe a couple of generations back, but not in the immediate family, no.
And so you mentioned you've moved over here from Perth. Why the move? Mm-hmm. What triggered that?
Combination of things. I'd always wanted to live in Melbourne. A lot of people have always said that Melbourne's like Fremantle back home, but just on a bigger scale. And it was just a right time for myself. I was just up for something new and wanting to move to a bigger city. So,
and you're moving on already. You're off in a couple of days. A couple of days, literally, isn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Excellent. Yeah. And whereabouts are you travelling to?
First off, I'm going to Wellington, and then from there over to Los Angeles, up to Canada, and then over to New York, London, and from there, I'm actually jumping on a friend's bus who's a bit of an aspiring filmmaker, and he's traveling from London to Bangkok over 6 months.
As you do,
in a bus, and he's doing a doco on the way. And I thought, that's a great chance to jump on the bus and just cruise around for about a month, and then back to London, and then over to Tokyo, and then back to Melbourne.
Excellent. So what sort of time frame are you looking at doing all this traveling?
It's about 10 weeks.
10 weeks. Wow. Mm. Great. The bus thing sounds like it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. It's called the Adventure Taxi. The idea that people jump on and off and we sort of take them on a bit of an adventure while they're on the bus. So it's
cool.
Yeah.
And that's going to become a documentary.
Yeah. He's looking at ways of releasing it. It could, it could be 12 or 18 months before anything's out there, but
I'm sure you'll come across some interesting characters along the way.
Yeah, for sure.
If not just the locals,
Yeah.
So tell us about the EP. So it's been out since...
I released it actually in January.
January, yeah.
Did the launch back in Fremantle in April, and then just released it here in... had the launch in May.
Cool. Yeah. And how did the launch go here in Melbourne?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah?
Fantastic, yeah. Had more people along than what I expected. I thought maybe I could get 20 or 30 people along, but actually had a pretty full house, and it was great, yeah.
Great. Do you see much of a difference between the music scene over in Perth compared to here in Melbourne?
Well, the music scene back home is awesome. There's so many good bands that have come out of there. It is a lot smaller though. And I found in Melbourne, there's a lot of people that have moved here with a bit of a musical mission in mind. You know, they're here to sort of really have a good crack, and that kind of rubs off on you, and it's great to be around. So,
great. Yeah. Now, I did a little bit of research on you, and Beat magazine had some nice words to say about you. They said your music's appealing to lovers of Angus and Julia Stone and Newton Faulkner, perhaps even a little more interesting with some snatches of samples thrown in for flavour. How would you yourself describe your music if you had to compare it? Would that be the artist you'd like to be compared to?
Oh, that's a great review. Yeah. I love that. It's the age-old question, you know, how do you describe your own sound?
And
it's,
I
suppose a little folk, a little pop. I just like a good rhythm as well, like a good beat to my tracks. So,
excellent. Back to the travelling side of things. Can people follow these travels? Will you be sort of blogging along the way? Because
I will be blogging.
Yeah.
It's yet to go up, but it will be up at smallchangestories.com.
Cool.
Kind of a bit of play on words with the small change going in, hopefully going in my guitar case.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And will all those links be, will they be on your website?
On my Facebook page.
Yep.
If people want to go onto that, which is facebook.com/HudsonOfficial.
Yep.
They can find some links on there.
That's the best way to find you kind of thing. All right, cool. Now, before we're going to sort of spend an hour having a flick through your iPod and playing a few different tracks, which is going to be a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. Before we do that, I'm going to try and stump you with the question I ask each and every guest here on Bandcamp. Basically, I read out Joy's mission statement, and in the 20 seconds or so it takes to do that, I get you to come up with a mission statement for your music, what you're all about. So you're up for it?
I'm up for it.
You're up for it? All right, Here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What's a mission statement?
I want to release, in the short term, I want to release another EP by the end of the year.
Yep.
And I suppose long term, just try and move some of the people some of the time. And just see how far I can go with it. It's a big sort of musical world out there, and I feel like I've only just started scratching the surface. So.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in for a chat. We've got the interview side of things over, so let's play some music. We're going to hear another one of your tracks before we hear it from a few different picks of your own.
Sure.
And which track are we going to hear now? We're going to hear...
This is Against the Grain.
And you know what I love about this? It's actually a freebie download, isn't it?
It sure is.
If you head to... What's the best way to grab that? Just through
Bandcamp,
yep.
HudsonMusic.com.au points to that one.
Excellent. Yep. So HudsonMusic.com.au. And don't forget, grab the rest of the EP as well, because we always love to support Australian independent music. The EP is called Open Up Slowly, and we're going to hear the track Against the Grain right now here on Joy 94.9. Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.